Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on Healthy Kindy Kids, Thriving Kids, and the village of supports that already exist on the Gold Coast. This episode is based on a Gold Coast education evening on Friday, the 12th of June, 2026. Otter titled it Healthy Kids Program Overview. About 74 minutes. This is a different lecture from the 12th of June morning child development and ADHD session. Clinic education, not personal medical advice. Speaker 1 is a speech pathologist with the Child Development Service, leading the Gold Coast rollout of Healthy Kindy Kids. She opened with an acknowledgement of country to the Yugambeh people, Otter said Yugambeh. Then Dr. Angela Owens, developmental pediatrician, who built the CDS website and talks Dev Ped Connect. Lisa, nurse navigator, more than 20 years in community child health, Angela's official pusher, who visits GP practices. Later, an unnamed pediatrician covered gaming, iron, bedwetting, and a single kidney. Healthy Kindy Kids. $37.5 million, born from the 2024 Disability Royal Commission. The vision, every Queensland child gets vision, hearing, and speech development checks in their kindergarten year, in a Queensland government-approved kindergarten program. The provider opts in and signs a participation agreement with Queensland Health. Families consent. Parents complete a questionnaire, and with consent so do educators. Vision uses the spot screener, the same one as PrEP. Hearing uses sound scouts on an iPad. Language uses language screen, developed in the UK, also on an iPad. Allied health assistants deliver the screen with allied health clinical oversight. It is not a diagnosis. Results go to the family and with consent to the kindy and the nominated GP. Pathways, universal, universal plus, and enhanced. No concerns, usual GP and child health checks. Some concerns, advice, monitoring, referral. Significant concerns, CDS, education programs, NDIS where appropriate. Gold Coast has not rolled out yet. They hope some kindies from July. Statewide by the end of 2027. Your job when a result arrives, make sense of it, take a broader history, follow up hearing and vision if indicated, refer, and stay the longitudinal doctor. Thriving Kids. Speaker 1 called the slide what we know and what we don't, then said it should be the reverse. She is a critical observer of the NDIA. Foundational supports for children 8 and under with developmental delay and or autism and low to moderate support needs. Information, coaching, navigation, groups, some allied health. How, who, and how much is still unclear. National agreement, up to $4 billion over 5 years. Otter said $2 million from the Commonwealth, to be matched by the states. That is almost certainly $2 billion. We are quoting Otter, not silently correcting it. State-delivered services from the 1st of October this year, 2026 in the room, full implementation 1st of January 2028. Her opinion, not a fact, the pessimistic part of her suggests plans are being cut and eligibility refused now so children will not be eligible by the 1st of October, and transition protections will not have to be used. That is her reading. The important slide is the unanswered list. Eligibility. The Queensland pathway. Whether a GP referral is required. A three-year-old screen. How it interfaces with CDS, community child health, education, private allied health, or you. New South Wales looks more visible on commissioning. Queensland has released very little publicly. Message for clinic today. Keep using existing pathways. NDIS eligibility legislation has not changed. Do not delay assessment. Do not delay intervention waiting for thriving kids. Do not predict the future of NDIS to families. Medicare, community child health, CDS, university clinics, education supports, private providers, use what exists. What exists now? school-based youth health nurses in every state high school on the Gold Coast, not the privates. Smart referrals. Young people can self-refer. More mental health screens coming. Angela's website, which she made. While you wait checklist. Under 6 and over 6. Free hearing list. Children's Health Queensland aligned optometrists, not behavioural optometry, a standard visual acuity. Uni clinics. Tech safety, sleep, ADHD, prep transition. DevPed Connect is not just her. Lisa and social work can help you navigate. Community child health nurses are not only babies and breastfeeding. Use them for older kids too. They can do developmental screens you do not have time for. ECA, the early childhood approach of NDIS, under 9, you do not need a diagnosis. You need a developmental concern, ideally two areas, language plus social, language plus play. Care plans still matter. New Medicare extra sessions for speech sound disorders and dyspraxia sit on the eligible disabilities list. Not language only, the PHN will pay for GP time to do IAR sessions. Family and Child Connect is a phone call center. Fine if the family can self-navigate, intensive family support is on the same website, last tick box. 6 months of weekly or fortnightly home visits. That is for families you worry will end up in child safety without help. For the middle group, not quite that threshold, Wesley Mission and Benevolent Society, Ben Sock. Benevolent Society is under 8. Calwyn for First Nations, psychologists, nurse navigators, a pediatrician. Do not double refer CDS and Calwyn. Spread the love. Pick one from every arm for complex families. Medicare Mental Health website uses the IARDST tool. You can fill it yourself. Level 4 or 5 in Angela's framing is CYMHS. A developmental diagnosis does not mean declining mental health belongs only at CDS, Headspace 12 to 25. For toddlers and possible autism, Child Health First, not an app that will come up positive and still not tell you which support to start. Then clinic topics from Speaker 16. Gaming is not inherently bad. 90% of children have played, 40% identify as gamers. DSM-5 Internet Gaming Disorder when it crowds out life. About 3%, 3 hours a day is a research cut, correlation not causation. First question, parent expectations, and have they sat down and played the game? Autonomy, relatedness, competency, escapism. Game Aware in Victoria. Roblox is a platform of user-made games, not one title. Loot boxes are gambling adjacent. Iron. In kids, a ferritin in the 20s can be completely normal. Around 15 may still be in range. Ferritin lies when it is an acute phase reactant. Reticulocyte hemoglobin at Robina, or Gold Coast University Hospital, not the private labs. Alternate day, nighttime, vitamin C. Under 12 may need a PBS authority. Do not copy Otter's 0.03 micrograms as a dose. Monosymptomatic nocturnal enuresis. Daytime control by 4, nighttime 5 to 7, still 2 to 3% in early teens. Early morning urine, concentration over 600 milliosmoles, protein, glucose. Ultrasound plus transabdominal rectal diameter. Treat constipation. Alarm in motivated families. Desmopressin for camp, high relapse. Anticholinergics constipate. Mirabegron not on the PBS. If nothing is working, stop for 3 months and look again. Single kidney. More often boys, more often the left side missing. A multicystic dysplastic kidney can shrivel by 5 or 6 and leave the same situation. Hydration. Not chronic high dose NSAIDs, gentamicin. Contact sport is fine. Yearly blood pressure and urine protein to creatinine. Frequent ultrasounds in the first year, then it backs off. Girls about age 10, ultrasound of uterus and ovaries because of Mullerian association. BP Sentinel's app, ignore otters 58% plus 12 millimeters. Check current Australian guidelines, Queensland Health, NDIS, Medicare, and the child in front of you before you change anything. This has been ACP D-Style Summary for Gold Coast General Practice, not personal medical advice.